to just connect in a little here in the silence, I invite you to close your eyes. And we're just going to spend just a couple of seconds in complete silence, feeling the love that is flowing to us even before Kryon comes through in the channel. Kryon knows exactly who is here, who is watching, who is listening. So let's just pause for a couple of seconds to really feel that transmission of love. It is beautiful to be in silence and stillness, to have this sanctuary from the busyness of the 3D world, and just remind us that that sanctuary is with us 24/7. Let us now invite Kryon, who has been waiting, to come through with another message for us.
Is it possible for God to tell your future? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a question. Perhaps you're going to remember this particular channel, this particular time, as something that is ultimate confusion, because some of you will not understand what's to follow. The question is future telling. And that always is something that is difficult to explain to anyone at any time. Because you absolutely live in a beautiful structure that makes you comfortable. The past is the past, the present is what's happening right now as you listen to me. In the future, well, it hasn't happened yet. So, of course, the question would be, no one knows the future. Even God doesn't know the future because it hasn't happened yet. Now, that is a perspective that belongs to your dimensionality. In other words, your paradigm of life, of living, is all based upon those three kinds of concepts, past, present, future. Added to that, spiritually, you are always told that every single human being on the planet has free choice. So if you have free choice, nothing is predetermined. And if you have free choice, you can make any decision you want to at any time. Therefore, the future would be impossible to know. After all, with billions of human beings making free choices all the time, no one can then go in there and say, here is what you said, or here is what's going to happen, or here's what it is for a week from Thursdays. It would be impossible to do that. And the answer is, yes, it would. If everything was in your structure, if everything was in 3 or 4D as you live, it would be impossible. But that's not the way it is on the other side of the veil. Now, here's where it really gets confusing. You probably have heard these words so many times, especially if you are metaphysical or spiritual, or even perhaps you get this on your own, that everything is in the now. Those are beautiful words, and they carry a sentiment that says, if everything is in the now, then all that exists is known. Did you think of it that way? Well, if all that exists is known, does that mean the future? Come with me now, just for a moment, as we investigate something that you may not have thought of in the way I'm going to give it to you. And I want to be non-confusing, if I can be. If it's possible to let you in on a whole different idea of what reality is when you're not in 3 or 4D. Dimensionality, confusing, not definable, different perhaps for every teacher or channel you might hear. But just to say this, is that as soon as you step out of that which is your paradigm and your reality, you step into something else that does not have the same kind of attributes as you have. And one of the ones that specifically is missing is your idea of past, present, and future. Spirit lives in the now. God lives in the now, which has none of those things. Everything that happened to you all your life is happening now to Spirit. I would like to say yet again to you, I know who's here. And I'm going to say to you, it's not the name you think that I know. You are seen by Spirit as one soul. And that one soul of yours has a journey. And that journey may have been thousands of past lives, dear ones, encompassing many, many, many years. And yet Spirit sees you as one beautiful soul, not the journey. That is an expression of the now. Doesn't matter how long you've been here, the one soul is all is seen. All of the names you've had, the genders you've had, participation in wars you've had, whatever, it all comes down to one soul, one light name. Project that into the future. It's the same. It doesn't matter what happens next, you might say, or even if it's known, you might say. You're still one soul to Spirit, known by one light name. This is going to give you an example of how past, present, and future just doesn't apply to Spirit. Not at all. Here is the question. Is it possible for God to know the future? Spirit to know the future? Yes and no. Depending upon how your perception looks at it, your perspective, and your dimensionality. Let me explain. Pretend for a moment that Spirit is in your dimensionality, taking a peek at you and the idea of past and present and future, and you make decisions a week from Thursday. God sees that, Spirit sees that. You make another decision in a year, one that would impact your life big time. Maybe it's even the wrong decision. Spirit sees that as it happens. Now, you're fine with all of this because it's going to take place someday and Spirit is there to watch it. Now, I want you to come back to where Spirit lives in a multidimensional space that has no future and no past. Here sits Spirit, God. Spirit knows the decisions you are going to make with free choice. Do you see that? So this is not an interference with your future. It's simply a knowledge of the now of what you might do, of perhaps the decisions you've already made, because the future is really the now to Spirit. Now, if you really want to make this complex, I'm going to introduce you to a term that even is used in physics. And this now is a term that might explain something that is ultimately confusing to you if you're not already confused. Question. If what you do today is in the now, could it also affect the past? Ooh, wait a minute. The past has already taken place. You can't change the past. It's the past. It was over there. It took place over there. Now that is the human talking. Now let's hear Spirit talk for a moment. And Spirit says, even the past is part of the now. The one entity that you are, the one beautiful soul that you are, It's all wrapped up in one event called you, your life. It doesn't represent the past. Physics knows about these things. Physics understands that there are complexities with that future and that now and that past. So it has a term you should hear, and it's called retrocausality. Things you do now affect the past. How is this possible, you might say? How is this any kind of a practical thing you might want to even know about? It's just way too confusing. It's not just practical, dear ones. It's beautiful. It's miraculous. If you, as you, and when you become multidimensional more and more on this planet, in this you call the study of mastery, as you become more multidimensional, starts to be a blur between that which is the past, the present, and the future. So many times we've talked about a woman, perhaps, who has gone to that beautiful place where she is in her soul, and she has a miracle. That congenital disease that she had, that her mother had and her sisters have, and the ones that go back and her grandmother had, perhaps, and even her mother had, that seems to follow her lineage, she heals herself. And the miracle is there, and her DNA is changed forever, and she stands healed. And then an angel will come up to her and said, "Do you understand that you have simply not only healed yourself, but also in that simplicity of the now, you have healed all of the past and all that will come. There is no such thing anymore as a disease that belongs to your lineage. It will not happen again, and you even changed the past." You cannot figure it out because the human being is linear. But let's talk about the future. If it's true that Spirit, God, knows the decisions that you will make in free choice, do you see how your intuition might then be changed so that you won't step in the pothole, perhaps, that you were about to? Here's the big question. Can you, sitting in this now, change your future from what you already decided in the future that Spirit knows? Follow me, follow me. And the answer is yes. Your free choice remains your free choice no matter when you do it. So whereas Spirit may know you made a pretty poor decision a year from now, as you get toward more mastery, Spirit is able to push with your intuition, so perhaps you won't make that decision. Remember, it's not future telling, it's just remembering, you might say. Spirit knows what you did because Spirit is in the now, which encompasses all that you think is separate, past, present, future, all in one piece, known. Known what you will do. That's not fortune telling. That's simply Spirit knowing and remembering, perhaps, what's going to happen that you decided. And you can change it. You don't have to make that decision. This all flies in the face of all the movies you've seen about what happens in the past or present or future, or if you can time travel. It isn't anything like that. Nothing like that. It is so much grander than anything you can imagine. Dear ones, I've just given you a puzzle, haven't I? It's the most beautiful thing I could have told you. Spirit knows who you are, knows decisions you might make, and has that which is intuition to give to you. Pay attention as you live, as the one studying mastery. Because that pothole you might have stepped in, the Spirit knows you might have stepped in because of the decisions you made, can be switched right now. Dear Spirit, you might say, give me the intuition I need so that I will always be guided correctly with the mastery I'm learning. I'm Kryon. I would not have given you this if it were not so. And so it is.